Rangers were our chief as we go. And broadside the occasional buffalo. Wagons home. Yeah, it's quite a fool. Those great music are hanging. Nifty belly. Pants full of sand. Wagons home. So watch us now as we roll away. Shades of Southwest for another day. We'll trample over the dome and path. And daily incur the good Lord's wrath. Wagons home.
He wakes up.
Don't worry, missus. The stuff I sprayed him out will keep him out for hours.
Here, Jocko, take care of it.
Hey, there, that ought to do it.
Let's go.
That was close.
Nice job of getting out of that one, Rocket Man.
But how did he get out?
Thanks, Commissioner Butler.
But how did you get out?
Say, I better get on the horn and contact the precinct.
But I wanna...
And Jenny, the Rocket Girl, and I must head back to my headquarters.
But how did...
Come on, Jenny!
But I wanna know how you got out.
Dr. Adair and her henchmen must be onto something big. Otherwise, they wouldn't have tried to kill me and make it look like an accident.
How's that again, boss?
Jocko and little Tony have been tailing me.
Rocket Man's lair, Rocket Girl speaking.
May I speak with Rocket Man, please?
May I tell him who's calling, please?
Tell him it's Christian White.
Says it's Christian White?
Beautiful daughter of the late scientist Dr. Malcolm White?
Hello, Rocket Man speaking. What's that? Someone's after you. Something about a secret formula to power a giant airship.
She says that...
I heard.
Tell you what, Miss White...
It is Miss, isn't it?
Good. Tell you what, I'll meet you in 20 minutes at the Café Deco on 1st and Main.
Jenny, Ace, man the rocket lair. I've got a date with a lady in danger.
Sorry I'm late, Miss White, but this café is across town from my lair.
Couldn't you have just used your rocket pack?
Well, yes. Need to conserve fuel. So you were saying?
Well, I received a mysterious phone call from a woman who told me to come alone to Fairhaven Road. You see, she knows I have a photographic memory and was able to memorize all of my father's secret formulas which were destroyed when he died.
So she wants to meet with you, so she can get those formulas.
Exactly.
So let's throw a wrench in her plans. Just don't go to Fairhaven Road.
But I have to go. If I don't, I was told something bad would happen.
Something bad? Say, we wouldn't want that to happen.
Oh, Rocket Man, what am I going to do?
Are you ready to order, sir?
Ready to order? I don't think so. Young lady, you're coming with me. From here on in, you'll be under my protection.
Sir, there is the matter of the young lady's bill.
What bill?
She had 2 vodka tonics before you arrived.
2? Well, all right. Miss White, could you front me a few bucks? I seem to have left my wallet in my civilian clothes. All right. Hang on tight, Miss White. Rocket Man, away!
Nut job in the goofy outfit.
Why, that's Rocket Man. Don't you ever read the papers?
The guy looks like something out of the funnies.
I have to be engaged to a moron. I couldn't be Rocket Man's girl.
What happiness we two can share. Honey,
Rocket Man, it's so good to see you again.
Same here, Velma. Say, I was wondering if you might do me a favor.
Anything for you, Rocket Man.
I'd like Miss White to stay with you for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Someone's after her, and if we're not careful, something bad might happen to her.
Yeah, sure. Everyone can stay at Velma's Holiday Motel.
Miss White, Velma is one of my most trusted agents. She'll make sure nothing happens to you. Now, I must get back to my headquarters.
What a man.
I wouldn't know.
You quit it!
Off.
I just received a message from little Tony on my infomoscope.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket Man left the girl with one of his agents. So you get down to the Rocket Club and grab her. Got that?
Sure thing, Doc.
Call me Duck!
Idiot!
Now let me do the talking, see? You always mess it up.
Sure thing, little Tony.
Yeah?
Hello. We're from the Church of Latter-day Saints, and,
Yeah, that worked real well, little Tony.
What is it?
2 monks pretending to be selling religion are at the door. Odds are they're after the princess here.
We better get going. Keep them busy for a few minutes while we make our way out the front entrance.
Darlings, you look so hot and tired. Why don't you come in for a cool drink?
I told you it worked, little Tony.
It did, that.
What do you mean you're at a party? You get back here right away. Well, then that jock will be designated driver. Stupid G, use your phone. Let's see what that idiot Rocket Man is doing now.
That's odd. It's like someone's watching me right now.
Whoa! Turn it off! Turn it off!
This is Rocket Man's lair?
Yeah, great digs, huh?
Velma, say, what are you gals doing here? I thought I told you and Miss White to sit tight.
We would have, boss, but the bad men were after us.
Darn it. And I just intercepted a radio broadcast from the evil Dr. Stella Adair. When we hear a signal, we're supposed to go to her hideout and deliver Miss White. Else she'll use a terrible new ray to turn everyone in the city into blathering Republicans.
Why is the dog wearing a mask?
To protect his secret identity, of course.
That's the signal. Velma, you stay here with Miss White. Jenny, Ace, you're with me. And you...
How?
How? Who the devil are you?
Powwow Jones.
Powwow Jones? I don't know any Powwow Jones.
Boss?
Yeah.
I think he's from the cereal wagons, ho.
Then what the hell's he doing here?
They were not treating me with respect, man. They kept making me say incredibly idiotic things.
Oh, you mean like how?
Hey, no need to get negative.
Negative? This is my story. You're in my story.
Leading me is out of the question. I refuse to have you all put yourselves in danger.
But Miss White...
Oh, boss, just let her come.
Then I'm coming too. I'm not staying here alone.
No time for arguments now. Let's go, men.
We'll take the Rockamobile, boss.
Good. I'll fly on ahead. Rocket Man, away!
Why doesn't Rocket Man give everyone a rocket pack?
Little Tony, it's Rocket Man!
I'll get it.
And once again, Rocket Man triumphs over evil, as good must always overcome.
I got your gun, little Tony.
Look! The others are coming in the rocket mobile. Man the hypno beam. That will stop him. Come on! Now, I've got all of you. Christian Rock, aka Christian White, beautiful daughter of the late scientist Dr. Malcolm White. With a photographic memory, so she knows the secret formula. Jenny Waters, aka Rocket Girl, Rocket Man's girl partner.
Velma Valente, aka Velma Valance, aka Rabbi Chaim Rabinovitz, singer and agent with a bad French accent. Who are you?
Powwow Jones, man.
Who? I don't know any Powwow Jones.
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but he's from the cereal wagons, ho.
Right, but what the hell is he doing in my laboratory?
Be a little difficult to explain. Everything goes wrong here.
Okay. Powwow Jones, Rocket Man's mysterious companion. And the hero himself, a Rocket Man.
What have you and your evil minions done with Ace? Man's best friend.
Enough! Now! Tell me the secret of your father's airship drive.
Never!
Very well. Jocko, hit the switch. Not the radio switch, you dope! The switch for the skylight opening.
Oh, yeah.
I planned this as a special getaway exit, but it will be Rocketman's permanent exit if you don't tell me the secret I want to know.
Don't tell him a thing, Miss White.
Okay, then.
Is this the end for Rocket Man? Will he keep flying until he reaches the very heavens themselves? And never come back to Earth? Find out!